So let's begin. So today, with it being Thanksgiving week here in the US, I'm going to be weaving in some ideas around gratitude and appreciation. And so before we even start, I want to say I'm grateful to you all for being here now. And just reminding you that you are giving yourself a gift of this time today. And so often we don't. And so I think kind of just to really acknowledge that giving our time ourselves time to rest and restore, it really is a gift. So everything in today's session, as always, is a suggestion, an invitation, but not an expectation. So if please adapt any of the ideas to suit your needs, and look after you. So having said that, here we are. We are more now in the realm of being than doing. And before we kind of fully start going through today's session, I'm going to offer you a few thoughts, a few phrases, ideas to try on for size, if you like. Just think them lightly to yourself, let them kind of go through your system, see what you notice, and if see if any speak to you particularly, just seem maybe just interesting or maybe particularly right for you. And these are thoughts you can come back to, as are everything in today's session, of course, but you can come back to at any time. So think to yourself. I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to feel whatever I feel and meet that with kindness and acceptance. I am free to be exactly as I am right now. I am free to notice. And if you wish to offer yourself a little gratitude or appreciation for giving yourself this time today, go ahead and do that. And then come to noticing the contact that you are making with the surface beneath you. You could ask yourself, where is the ground? What am I touching? What is touching me? What am I resting on? What is supporting me? You could particularly notice your weight-bearing points of contact with the floor or whatever you're resting on. So, if you're lying down in the classic way, that would be the back of your head on its support, the back of your shoulder blades, back of your elbows, arms, the back of your pelvis. And the soles of your feet. So just take a moment with that, acknowledging your weight-bearing points of contact with the ground. And you could think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. And maybe you can have some appreciation or gratitude for this physical support that is always there. And you could think, I appreciate the ground that supports me. I am grateful for the ground that supports me. And from there, I invite you to expand your awareness out to include the space that is all around you. You could ask yourself, where is the space? What do I notice about the space around me? And I invite you to include the space that's above you, the space that's below you, the space that's to the left of you, the space that's to the right of you, the space that's in front of you, the space that's behind you, and including any other space in any other direction. Have a sense of yourself surrounded by a supportive space. You could think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. And then I invite you, if you wish and it's right for you, to perhaps include some appreciation, some gratitude for the space that you are in. And you could think to yourself, I appreciate the space all around me and within me. And I am grateful for the space all around me and within me. Then next, I invite you to just do a little scan of yourself, just really lightly. Just see what just comes up. What do you notice when you just kind of do a little check-in with yourself, kind of running through your body? And I encourage you to accept and acknowledge anything that you notice. And if there are any pains or discomforts, whether that's mental or physical, that you can meet that with just simple awareness and kindness. Know that there's nothing you have to do right now. You don't have to change anything, you don't have to fix anything. And know that you are, of course, free to move at any time to make yourself more comfortable too. So now let's shift our awareness. And this time I invite you to get curious about what we might call ease. You could ask yourself, where do I seem to be easing just a little tiny bit? Where do I notice a little bit of ease? Where feels just a little bit better than wherever I noticed before? Where feels kind of normal? Where is kind of just under the radar because it's not calling or shouting at me? Where do I notice just a little bit of ease? You could think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. I am free to notice any ease that's there in my feet, my toes, my ankles. I'm free to notice any ease that might be there in my legs, in my shins, my calves, my knees, my thighs. I'm free to notice any ease, just any that might be there at all, in my hips, in my back, my low back, my mid back, my upper back. I'm free to notice any ease that's there in my belly, in my solar plexus, in my chest, in my heart. I'm free to notice any ease in my shoulders, my arms, elbows, and wrists. I'm free to notice any ease in my hands, the palms of my hands, my fingers and thumbs. I'm free to notice any ease that might be there in my throat, and my neck, my jaw. And I'm free to notice any ease in my face, chin, my cheeks, my forehead, around my eyes, and right at the top of my head. Just think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. And then let's pause for a moment and invite you to just think about what you might appreciate about your body and anything and everything it does for you. And if it feels right for you, you could think, I am grateful for my body, for my brain, for my organs, my ability to move, for all my senses. And I'm grateful for the possibility of ease. I appreciate any ease that is there. And now bring your awareness to your breath, to your breathing. You don't have to change it or do anything with it. We're just landing a little bit of our attention on our breathing. Could start off just noticing the air just moving in and out through your nose. And then the gentle movement in your body, especially in the torso, as the ribs rise up, out with each in-breath, and drape back down on each out-breath. You could think of the emotion and of the breath as being like that of waves coming into to the shore, that the rhythm of the breath is more like that of waves, that there may be times when it becomes quite regular, but all of a sudden that maybe there's a kind of a pause and a lull, and then a massive wave will roll in, as we sometimes just spontaneously get these deep breaths. And then it'll just calm again, and sometimes just little small breaths, just kind of like the waves just lap, lap, lapping at the shore. And then they'll deepen again, and a bigger one will roll in. And so it's really, it can be really nice to follow the breath and have this image of the waves coming into shore. So just stay with that idea as your lungs are emptying and filling and emptying and filling. And you could think to yourself, my body breathes me. And what this means is that we don't have to do anything to make our breathing happen. It often and mostly works best when we can kind of keep out of the way and let our body's natural responses give us the breath we need in any given moment. If you do notice that you start holding your breath, or you've been holding or restricting your breath, a nice thing to do can just be to let out a little gentle exhale. Whatever's there, you could even do it out through your lips, out through your mouth. And then just let the breath return through the nose, and that will just stimulate your breathing to start moving again of its own accord. So think again, my body breathes me, and my breathing is free. And then I invite you, if it feels right for you, to include a little appreciation or gratitude for your breath, this constant companion that we have throughout our lives. And you could think to yourself, I appreciate my breath. I am grateful for my breath. Now, not forgetting about your breath, but including it in a sense of your whole self, come back to noticing your contact with the ground beneath you, with whatever surface you are resting on. You can notice if anything about that contact has changed over the course of this constructive rest session. And you could map again for yourself those weight-bearing points of contact. So that might be the soles of your feet on the ground, the back of your pelvis, the back of your shoulder blades. Maybe you're also noticing the back of your rib cage on the floor and how the amount of contact shifts with each breath and how you'll have greater contact with the floor on your in-breath. Also notice your arms, elbows, their contact, and your back of your head resting on its support. And then again, include your awareness of the space around you, space above, below, in front, behind, to either side, and all around you. And having this sense of this supportive space and that you are at the center of. And you might notice that when we or you bring your attention to the space that is all around you, it somehow helps you have a little more access to a sense of spaciousness inside your physical body too. So as we finish, start to kind of finish this session, not quite yet, but getting near, you could notice if the thought of that brings up anything different in your muscles, your nervous system. Are you ready to start moving? Are you happy to stay lying down or resting for longer? Just to notice. And before you even decide what you might do next, just be right here now. And you could think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. I'm free to be aware of, maybe even enjoy the space all around me. I am free to notice ease. My body breathes me. And I am free to be grateful. I am free. And so now, just take another minute to just reflect on anything from today's session. What did you notice? And then, if there's any final expression of appreciation or gratitude that you would like to give yourself, please go ahead. And when you're ready, know that you can take any of these ideas with you into the upright. And if you're ready to bring yourself to the upright now, I invite you to maybe choose one of these ideas to bring along with you as you shift and move and change your orientation to the ground. So maybe it is that awareness of the ground and that support, that changing where it is that you want to take with you. Or maybe it's the awareness of space that you want to bring along. Maybe it's this awareness of your breath moving through you. Maybe it's even a sense of appreciation or gratitude that you want to take along, or this idea of ease. Where do I even just seem to be easing a little bit? And maybe this kind of gentle curiosity can accompany you up to the upright.